Hello, friends. I hope everyone has had a healthy, productive, restful, and joyful week. I so look forward to getting to sit down with you each week and talk about ways to advance your health. I believe in you more than you know. Before we get into today's podcast, I want to remind you to find us on TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube. Simply search Nurse Doza. This is perfect for the people who love visual learning. I also wanted to tell you about some awesome things happening in our clinic, like IV drips, blood work, and the Opus sound bed. It's a subwoofer sound bed that you lay on. It's really fascinating. So you do, if you want to, do drop by if you're ever in Austin. We would love to have you. Today's topic is all about five foods for the brain. This conversation is going to be perfect for anyone who is concerned about the health of their brain. Hope these make it onto your next grocery shopping list. So if you're ready, let's get into it. Class is in session. The brain. Now, the brain next to the liver is probably my favorite organ. I prefer the liver, right? Like, I love to talk about the liver, but let's talk about the brain for a few minutes here, okay? The brain is directly involved in our metabolism. You've heard this term before. You think weight gain, you think weight loss, you think energy production. Yes, that's all true. But for the brain, metabolic response is very, very different. You think about the amount of energy that's needed for the brain to consume in order to keep up with the metabolic process known as energy production. It takes a lot. And the brain needs all the support it can get, right? We talk about support for the liver all the time. But with the brain also has a recipe. It has a recipe that it needs in order to function and thrive. And a healthy brain is found in a healthy individual. And as we age, I go back to the liver because you're going to associate the liver and the brain together after this episode, because there's a lot of foods that are great for the liver and the brain. The brain, though, has the ability to reduce inflammation in the body. Okay, now the liver has the ability to do that too. But when you support the brain with things like healthy food, you can actually support the brain's ability to reduce inflammation as we age. Now that's important for all those people out there who want to live a healthy quality life when you get older. So the first thing that is amazing that you could eat for the brain is not something that you would normally think about. The very first food that I'm going to lead with that you could eat for brain food are sardines. All right? Sardines. If you don't like sardines, let's go with salmon. All right? Now, sardines and salmon are healthy fat. And when I say healthy fat, your brain is made of fat. Your brain is made of something called omega-3 fatty acid. Now, we have a podcast on omega-3 DHA, so if you want to deep dive into that, you can go study that podcast. But omega-3s predominantly make up the brain. And as we age, there has been shown in research to be a deficiency in omega-3s in things like dementia. So let's look at the quick stats here. One person every 65 seconds in this country is going to be diagnosed with dementia. That's happening right now as we speak. And as we age, omega-3 deficiency is found in dementia. So then you think about the diet that most people are consuming. They're not heavy on sardines and salmon. They're not heavy on omega-3s for their diet. That's the unfortunate diet that we're dealing with here in the United States. A lot of people will eat fish, but it's not healthy fish. I'm in Texas, so a lot of it is shrimp. A lot of it is tilapia and cod. Those aren't necessarily healthy fat. Salmon and sardines have healthy fat. They have this thing called omega-3, and it's really heavy in omega-3 DHA. So when I eat sardines, which I do every week, the sardines I eat have a heavy amount of omega-3 DHA. And I eat this because this is brain food. I know that I'm eating sardines and it's fat mixed in with healthy oils, olive oil, that's going directly to my brain cells. And the brain cells that I make every day through exercise, sleep, and breathing will take the fat and the oil from sardines that I eat, and it will make healthy, healthy, nourished brain cells. Now, this is important because, like I said, you are what you eat. We're not eating sardines and salmon all the time. We're just not. It's not being served to our kids in public school. It's not being taught to adults to eat in like just an everyday restaurant setting, because they're not serving sardines in the restaurant. They're serving salmon. So when you have a chance to eat salmon, you go for the salmon, right? Now, salmon, like I said, if you were to just look at the studies, here's one study. They have a hypothesis that lower serum levels of omega-3 DHA are found in people with Alzheimer's. Now, we're not saying that's the only reason that dementia can develop, but they're saying that low serum DHA levels, the same found in omega-3, the same found in sardines and salmon, the low serum DHA is found in people with a buildup of amyloid proteins, the similar ones that you find in Alzheimer's and dementia. And they said that people who have higher omega-3 DHA have a preservation of their brain volume, and they're saying that's usually means there's a healthier brain. I even have a study here that shows 100 milligrams incrementally increased in DHA intake was associated with a 14% lowered risk of dementia and a 37% lower risk of Alzheimer's disease. What I'm saying is, if you eat sardines and salmon, you're lowering your risk of developing dementia. That's incredible. Now, I say this because a lot of people are eating a lot of animal protein. There is about 19 to 21 grams of protein in one can of sardines, one can of salmon. So not only do you get the omega-3 monounsaturated, polyunsaturated fat that you want, but you also get 20 grams of protein in one can of sardines. This is all brain food. You are what you eat. Eat more sardines, eat more salmon. And there's plenty of sardines out there that taste delicious. Actually, the ones I eat taste very similar to tuna. It's a fishy taste, but it's not that bad, actually. Anchovies are a whole different taste. If you like anchovies, go ahead. I like sardines and salmon. Another food that is wonderful for their brain is green tea. I am a huge fan of green tea. I consume green tea extract every day. It's actually in our boost. The boost that I talk about all the time that I drink every single day has green tea extract in it for the caffeine. Studies have shown that the extract EGCG, which is found in green tea, is medicinal and has been given for helping the brain produce antioxidants. It's anti-inflammatory. Green tea helps reduce free radical damage in the brain. Green tea is essential for optimal brain health. And I'm very proud that I can say that I consume green tea extract every day in the form of EGCG, because I know that I'm helping my brain stay healthy. Let's go through the studies with green tea. Green tea is a chelator. Things like iron, which are toxic to the body, and other metals can bind to green tea extract, leading to reduced amounts of these types of harming toxic metals, thus reducing free radical damage in the body. This is straight from a research paper. Green tea also helps you make glutathione, which, like I said, I'm always a big fan of glutathione, but if you can get your body to make it on its own, then you're making a master antioxidant that reduces inflammation in the brain. Glutathione deficiency is found in dementia, along with omega-3 deficiency. So you imagine if you're eating food for the brain, I'm eating sardines and salmon, I'm drinking green tea, because the green tea extract helps reduce plaque buildup in the brain. It reduces something called tau proteins, T-A-W, which are also found in dementia. They've shown here that EGCG has a potency to inhibit tau protein aggregation and accumulation, which is a key event in the pathogenesis of Alzheimer's disease. Isn't that incredible? Green tea can help support your brain in the fight against dementia. How much green tea are you consuming on a daily basis? And if you go look up green tea, this is why I think the brain and the liver mirror each other. There's only two ways to detoxify the body. The brain and the liver. Okay, the way you do it with the brain is you sleep normally. Okay, and the way you do it with the liver is you make antioxidants, right? And what we found is a lot of those antioxidants the liver makes, the brain makes them too. But the brain makes a few more antioxidants, different ones. But when you give your body things like green tea extract, you're supporting the brain and the liver at the same time. It's not like it's all just going to the brain. If you go look at the back of our Liver Boost, all right, by MSW Nutrition, the back of the Liver Boost has green tea extract in it, EGCG. If you go look at the back of our Boost, it has EGCG extract in it as well. Why would we put that both in our Liver Boost and our Boost, which is a multivitamin? Well, it's because if you drink Boost, you're supporting your liver and your brain. If you're consuming Liver Boost, you're consuming your liver and your brain as well. EGCG from green tea, one of the most important things you could do if you're trying to protect yourself against damage to the brain. Another food that is fantastic for the brain are chicken eggs. I'm a huge fan of chicken eggs. If you get really good chicken eggs, like let's say the ones you find on the farm, you do not have to refrigerate those chicken eggs. A lot of times people will refrigerate chicken eggs because, you know, they're thinking, well, we have to make sure they, you know, we preserve them, they stay healthy and safe. But real chicken eggs from the farm don't need to be refrigerated. And if you look at their yolk, it's very dark. It's very dark orange. The reason why is because that yolk that's inside the chicken egg has all these nutrients that's good for the brain. Seriously, chicken eggs are brain food. I consume a lot of chicken eggs, but the chicken eggs that I consume come from happy chickens. I'm a big fan of Vital Farms. They have chicken eggs that they send in a carton that have this little, I don't know, they have this little letter attached to it that shows you the chicken that basically laid the eggs. And there's a name attached to the chicken. It tells you what the chicken ate. It talks about how that life is for the chicken. And you're wondering, like, this is ridiculous, right? I'm like, no, because if that chicken is stressed, I don't want to consume those chicken eggs, right? Like, if the chicken itself is injected with growth hormones and antibiotics, which a lot of them are in commercial farming, then those eggs also are coming from chickens that are injected with hormones. And then on top of it, those chickens never see the light of day because a lot of the commercial farms have chickens in the dark. And so those stressed out chickens produce chicken egg yolks that are very light. And they're injected with antibiotics because they got to kill all the things that the chicken ate from GMO corn feed or living in their own filth or just diseases, right? And you say, how did this turn this way? Well, think about it. All of that's going into the chicken egg itself, and it's going onto your plate. And the reason I support companies like Vital Farms is because they tell me where the source of my food is coming from, because I care about what I put in my body. Because when I eat chicken eggs, the yolk itself is full of something called choline. Okay, choline is a deficiency found in Alzheimer's and dementia. So let's think about this. If you have omega-3 deficiency found in dementia, you can also find choline deficiency. Chicken egg deficiency is found in dementia. But if you think about the people who do eat the chicken eggs, it's not just that they're eating chicken eggs. They're eating chicken eggs from healthy chickens that have received healthy nutrients themselves. And they weren't injected with hormones. And their chicken breasts weren't so big that they fell on their beaks because they couldn't walk. These are the commercial chickens that are being served in our school systems and at the dinner table. And if it's not a healthy chicken that's laying these eggs, you're not getting the healthy nutrients out of those eggs. Instead, you're getting something else. Let's go back to choline real quick. Choline is an amino acid, and choline is found in high concentrations in things like chicken egg yolk. Choline goes into the brain and helps you with thoughts and thought processes. And it's an essential nutrient for the normal development of the brain. Choline deficiency is found in a typical Western diet. Along in that typical Western diet, you also find a deficiency of things like zinc, selenium, retinol, and omega-3s. And what does zinc, selenium, retinol, choline, and omega-3s all have in common? They're all found to be very helpful in supporting the brain. And all of those nutrients are also found in the yolk of the chicken egg. So when you think about your diet and you are what you eat, and if you're thinking about the brain, you're thinking about how do I keep my brain healthy? I'm eating chicken eggs, I'm drinking green tea, I'm eating sardines and salmon. And that's what I typically eat throughout the week. Seriously, that's in my fridge. Those are the snacks. I have a can of sardines in my office every week, just in case I need to eat a snack. If you're worried about cholesterol with chicken eggs, let me put that scare to rest. And I quote, "Dietary cholesterol in general and cholesterol in eggs in particular have limited effects on the blood cholesterol level and on cardiovascular disease." Chicken eggs do not cause strokes. If it's bad chicken eggs that are coming from bad chickens, injected with bad things that are fed bad things, then yes, maybe you will eat bad chicken eggs that can lead to damage in the arteries because eventually all that stuff travels through those pipes and they wind up in the brain and then they would damage the brain. That's how I can see that happening. But truthfully, I'm not worried about cholesterol from your chicken eggs. I'm worried about what your chickens are eating and what kind of eggs they're laying. Another food that is great for the brain is turmeric. Turmeric is a spice that a lot of people use for cooking. I use it in my chicken eggs. I use turmeric with black pepper because black pepper helps turmeric absorb 2,000% better in the body. And I say that very specifically because it is true. Now, when I put the turmeric with the black pepper in my chicken eggs, here's what happens. The turmeric has this extract called curcumin. Curcumin has been shown to reduce something called glutamate in the brain. Glutamate is a very excitatory neurotransmitter. And when I say it's excitatory, if it's too much in the body, too much glutamate, that is very damaging for the brain. If you damage the brain with too much glutamate, you overexcite brain cells and you basically kill them. Overexcitability in the brain leads to the killing off of brain cells, neurons, and that can lead to dementia. Turmeric extract helps reverse and prevent a lot of this. That's why I put in my chicken eggs. So if you're worried about your brain, sprinkle some turmeric in your food along with black pepper. You can put it in your salad. You can put it on your burger. You can put it on your fries. You know, our producer, Baldo, my best friend, he makes it with a salsa. And it's a little spicy. It's delicious. But you can play around with it. Turmeric is great for the brain because it reduces cellular damage from a toxic neurotransmitter like glutamate that can basically destroy your brain cells. So yes, I consume turmeric on a daily basis in my chicken eggs. And if I cannot, I can get my turmeric from Liver Boost that's also available at MSW Nutrition. Isn't that cool? Like imagine if you go look at the back of Liver Boost. There's turmeric in there. There's green tea extract. Okay? Then you go to MSW Nutrition and you look at our Mega O's, which is the omega-3 DHA. If you're not eating chicken eggs, consuming turmeric, eating sardines or salmon or green tea, then you need to be taking supplements. You can take our Mega O's and you can pair it with Liver Boost and you can pair it with Boost. And then you get your green tea. I think you have it in Liver Boost too, but still, why not? One more thing about turmeric. Turmeric can help with the liver too. So, like I said, when you talk about a connection between the brain and the liver, the same foods that support the brain, like turmeric and green tea and chicken eggs and sardines, they go and they support the liver too, because there is a liver-brain connection. One of my favorite foods that's amazing, absolute amazing for the brain is cacao. Have you ever heard of cacao? You've heard of cocoa. Well, cacao is the extract of the cocoa bean that you really want. You want the cacao. And for most people, including myself, cacao is very bitter, which for me, I don't really like bitter. I like sweet, right? When you eat dark chocolate, it's sweet because there's sugar in there. There's no sugar in cacao, and that's the reason why it's bitter. And when you bite into it and your brain's expecting something sweet and it's bitter, it really confuses your brain. But here's the benefit of biting into a sugarless, bitter cacao. Cacao has flavonoids in them, these extracts that have been shown to reduce plaque buildup in your brain. Great for people who are worried about dementia, because if you haven't figured this out by now, dementia has plaque buildup in the brain. Plaque buildup is not good for the brain long term. Your body has to be able to reduce this plaque buildup in your brain and get rid of it. One of the ways it does it is it uses nutrients found in things like cacao. These flavonoids have been shown to reduce, actually, first of all, they cross the blood-brain barrier. The cacao flavonoids, the extract, cross the blood-brain barrier. They go into the brain. They reduce cellular damage from normal aging. And it also increases the production of something called brain-derived nootropic factor, otherwise known as BDNF. This is a protein, if you will, that helps you regenerate new brain cells. Cacao literally helps you make new brain cells. It's not chocolate, it's cacao. No one's serving cacao in Halloween treats, but if you go listen to our Trick or Treat podcast, they're not just serving milk chocolate along with the sugar. They're serving all kinds of other horrible preservatives and high fructose corn syrups and food dyes that are destroying your brain and causing glutamate production and causing overexcitation of your brain, leading to an earlier dementia. And it increases your risk of developing it. When you eat healthy food with healthy ingredients like cacao, it has been shown to produce things like flavonoids that reduce cellular damage in the brain and increase the production of new brain cells. But get this, there's another ingredient in cacao that I'm a huge fan of. You should consume cacao because it has resveratrol in it. Resveratrol is a plant-based extract that reduces plaque in the brain. Resveratrol also helps regulate insulin, and it also helps promote mitochondrial health. For you nerds out there who want to study this, the mitochondria is the powerhouse of every one of our cells, including our brain cells. And the theory is, in dementia, is that we have mitochondrial dysfunction, which means every single brain cell that has a mitochondria in it that makes us energy is dysfunctional. When you have omega-3 deficiency and you have plaque building up in your brain and you basically eat a bunch of junk food and get poor sleep, what happens is you build up plaques in your brain that turn off your mitochondria, basically killing your ability to make healthy cells that make healthy energy. Resveratrol has been shown to help kind of reverse a lot of that, within reason, of course. But think about this. If you're a person who's diabetic, type 2, you are on the road to developing dementia, because type 3 diabetes is Alzheimer's. It's not the Alzheimer's we used to think of. No, no, no. If you have insulin resistance of the brain, you have type 3 diabetes, which is Alzheimer's. Resveratrol has been shown to help regulate blood sugar and insulin. If you consume cacao, you're getting flavonoids that help reduce plaque in the brain, help regenerate and produce new brain cells, and you're getting resveratrol in the cacao that also helps regulate and produce healthy mitochondria so you can keep making healthy energy as you age. Because mitochondrial dysfunction is found in dementia as well. And I'm sorry to confuse you with all this, so let me just make this more clear. When you're at the grocery store and you're thinking about what foods could I be eating for the brain, I want you to be thinking about cacao. I want you to be thinking about green tea. I want you to be thinking about chicken eggs that are healthy. And I also want you thinking about turmeric. And if you want to, you need to buy some salmon or sardines. If you throw any, if not all of those, into your weekly diet, you are adding a little something every single week that could help your brain in the long run. Every little bit counts, because think about all the alcohol and the sugar and the fast food and the late nights and the junk TV that we are consuming and we have consumed. How much of it still plays a role in all of this? If you're deficient in any of these things, please start eating them now. If you and I both know that you're not going to eat a can of sardines a week or salmon, please take a fish oil. I recommend Omega-O's, high quality omega-3 DHA. If you're not going to consume cacao, you're going to miss out on the resveratrol, that's okay. You can take our mitochondriac. That has our resveratrol in it. And if you want the granddaddy, you want the ultimate liver support that will also indirectly help your brain, you could take our liver boost that has green tea extract in it. It has turmeric. It has resveratrol. It's all there for you. Yes, they say you need to take your B vitamins. You need to get your sunlight and vitamin D. That is all true. But if you're really worried about dementia, you have to take antioxidants in the form of food. And if you're not going to get in the form of food, because you are what you eat, you have to supplement. I hope that this diet that you're going to change and implement starting today is going to steer you in the direction that changes your life in a healthy way. I look forward to hearing about it, and I look forward to you getting healthier each week. Always put the effort in there. If you need help, join my School of Doza. It's an online community where I teach live classes. And if you miss the classes, you can go back and watch them. But I love teaching. Tuition starts at $1. Class is concluded. Keep working on your health. I hope to see each and every one of you in class. Take care.